Hello, I'm here to see Kwon Hyun. Jules drags me over so that my face is now in front of the hidden security camera. There's someone from America here to see her. There's a pause with no response. Do they think we're Jehovah's Witnesses? Do they have Jehovah's Witnesses over here? I wonder, shifting from one foot to the other. Yes, but... The speaker comes to life, and then a voice says,
잠깐만 기다려 주세요.
What'd she say? What'd she say? Hope burbles at the bottom of the empty cavern that is my heart. I clutch Jules' arms.
She's home. She asked us to wait,
Jules says, a bit breathlessly.
I think she's coming out.
She is?
I squeak. I didn't expect this. I thought this was another dead end. I'm completely unprepared. I look like I was dragged through a subway tunnel attached to the end of a train. My hair is a mess. I'm sweaty as hell. Do I have time to slather on some foundation? But the gate opens before I can apply any color. The woman steps out, shutting the gate behind her. She stares at me for a long, awful, and wonderful minute. It's the woman in the picture. The one wearing the denim skirt, wedge heels, and the white short-sleeve sweater with the pretty necklace. A shout of excitement builds at the base of my throat. In my imagination, I'm bellowing out the biggest roar of exultation, as if I'm celebrating the last-minute buzzer beater at a basketball game. I step forward with my heart beating so loud that everyone can hear it. There's a buzz in my ears and a pulsing sensation behind my eyes, and my throat feels sore even though I've barely spoken today.
Mom? Mom? Is that what came out of my mouth?
The woman tilts her head to the side.
May I see the picture, please?
You speak English? I scan the woman's face. Is this what I'll look like when I'm 20-some years older? The woman looks more like my sister than a mother. Speaking of sisters, do I have any? Is this my mother's house? Is this my grandmother's house? Who else lives here?
A little.
She turns away from me to speak to Jules. The two carry on a conversation, and I hang on every unrecognizable syllable and sound. Jules pulls the picture out and hands it to Kwon Hyun, who studies it for a long, silent, agonizing moment. Then she shakes her head and says something to Jules. I want Kwon Hyun to speak English again. I want in on this conversation. I nudge Jules to the side.
Please, do you know this man? Did you have a baby 25 years ago?
She doesn't know you, and she says she doesn't know Lee Chung-hyung, Jules interjects.
It's her in the picture,
I insist. I know, but she's saying it's not. That she never had a child. The excitement that had been buzzing before begins to turn sour. I fist my hands at my sides so I don't take the older woman and shake her until acknowledgement comes out of her mouth. There was recognition on Kwon Hyun's face. The magnet was polarized. This woman knows something.
How can I have a picture with her and my dad and her not know him?
Jules gives me a tight smile. Single motherhood is pretty stigmatized, and giving up your kid would be even worse, I guess. I take the picture and hold it up in front of Kwon Hyun.
This is you.
She shakes her head in denial. Here, take this. Jules scribbles something on a piece of paper and shoves it into the woman's hand.
I know it's you, I insist. Listen, I'm your kid. This is my dad, or not my dad, but the sperm donor. I know it is.
I'm shaking now, the words coming out of my mouth so fast they're tripping over one another. Kwon Hyun continues to deny it.
I'm sorry, she says in her Korean-accented English. I do not know this man.
She slides behind the gate.
and I do not know you.
The gate is shut quietly, but it rings loud in my ears.